This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for downloads starting late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merit of the First Amendment claim, the balance of hardship tips in the plaintiff's favor. The preliminary injunction also blocked the commerce order that would have barred other transactions with WeChat in the United States that could have degraded the site's usability for current U.S. users. U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters at the White House he was giving the deal with Oracle his blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns. Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen said Sunday 2 days of Chinese military aircraft approaching Taiwan demonstrate Beijing is a threat to the entire region. He says it shows Taiwanese even more clearly the true nature of China's government. China claims Taiwan as its own territory. Multiple Chinese aircraft flew across the midline of the Taiwan Strait and into Taiwan's air defense identification zone Friday and Saturday, causing Taiwan to scramble jets to intercept. The exercises took place as U.S. Undersecretary for Economic Affairs Keith Kroc was in Taipei, the most senior State Department official to visit in 4 decades. Anonymous hackers leaked the personal data of 1,000 Belarusian police officers in retaliation for a crackdown on street demonstrations against sixth-term President Alexander Lukashenko as protesters geared up for another mass rally Sunday. This is VOA News. The United States faces defeat in its move to reimpose U.N. sanctions on Tehran. That's what Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech Sunday. This comes after Washington declared all U.N. sanctions on Iran had been restored. Rouhani said America, quote, faced defeat and negative response from the international community. We will never yield to U.S. pressure and Iran will give a crushing response to America's bullying, end quote. U.S. President Donald Trump urged the Republican-run Senate to consider without delay his upcoming nomination to fill the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy created by Friday's death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. This comes just 6 weeks before the November 3rd presidential election. President Trump said he expects to have a choice very soon and will send that choice to the U.S. Senate. At a campaign rally Saturday night, President Trump says the nation is mourning the loss of a legal giant in Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg.
Her landmark rulings, fierce devotion to justice, and her courageous battle against cancer inspire all Americans. You may agree, you may not disagree with her, but she was an inspiration to a tremendous number of people. I say all Americans.
Forecasters say Tropical Storm Beta is making a slow crawl to the U.S. shores of Texas and Louisiana, casting worries about heavy rain, flooding, and storm surge across the Gulf Coast. The system is expected to make landfall sometime Monday. Coastal communities have begun preparing for the storm, some even issuing voluntary evacuation orders. If Beta makes landfall, it will be the ninth named storm to hit the continental U.S. in 2020, tying a record set in 1916. Britain is at a tipping point on COVID-19, Health Minister Matt Hancock said Sunday, warning a second national lockdown could be imposed if people don't follow government rules designed to stop the spread of the virus. COVID-19 cases have risen sharply in recent weeks to more than 4,000 per day, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson calling it a second wave. Sweden's chief epidemiologist Anders Tegnell says so far the virus seems to be under control in their country.
What we see right now is among the high school students who are coming back and meeting each other again that we see some spread there. It's not very dangerous for them. It does not seem to be spreading out in the rest of the society, but it's still something to keep on watching and see that that does not escalate.
And Australia will allow more of its citizens stranded overseas by COVID-19 border controls to return home. The current weekly cap of 4,000 arrivals who must go into mandatory hotel quarantine for 14 days is to be increased by 1,500 by October 12th. Limits have been imposed on the number of citizens and permanent residents allowed to return. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.